This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
By disseminating CEO wisdom, the CEO Show elevates business, the economy, and society.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Haywood Talco. How are you?
I am great, Robert. How about yourself?
Really good. And he goes by Woody and is the CEO of LexisNexis Risk Solutions Government Group. But you're going to hear a lot about what's happening with data, with government. And then later on, what's really important, Woody has been interviewed, as many of you know, years ago. He is a true, I was going to use the word connoisseur, but he's a thought leader on all types of leadership. And he's going to share some really interesting ideas you probably never heard before that could grow your business now in the pandemic, post-pandemic as well. So let's start off. Let's talk about like LexisNexis and the government group. But the first thing is big data is ubiquitous now, but wasn't LexisNexis really at one of the pioneers of this whole movement?
Robert, that is such a great point. In fact, it was so early in big data, it wasn't even called big data. I remember when I accepted this job almost 13 years ago, and I called my mom up, and I said, "Mom, I'm working for LexisNexis." And she said, first thing she said is, "The car company?" No, not the car company. It's a data company. Oh, the legal research company. And I'm like, no, not that. I'm in this division called risk, and they do things that touch your life every single day. And when people started talking about big data, artificial intelligence, all these wonderful things 5-6 years ago, LexisNexis had been working on those for decades. We had the data scientists. We know how to integrate data. We know how to link data. We were so far ahead of the market in terms of what we do and what we were doing. Now, all of a sudden, we went from this stodgy company to being completely in vogue and being at the forefront of, in the case of my market, enabling digital government, stopping fraud, helping people, helping law enforcement find people that have committed crimes. It was incredible.
You know, I bet that helps with recruiting a lot because you get a lot of young people and now they're like, you already have the great brand name, but you're in such a hot area.
Well, yes and no, right? I mean, we compete with companies that are out in Silicon Valley, and until you sit down with our team, walk through our door, and see the different things that we do, I don't necessarily know if we're the number one choice of the individual graduating from a school to come and work to. But I will tell you this, we have recruited more millennials over the past 3 years than we've ever done. And they are doing a phenomenal job. They're taking the organization in a completely different way, embracing some of the new tools that are out there. And it's just so much fun to watch.
So let's talk about things like digital government. What does that mean?
Yeah. So in our world, the world that you and I live in, if we want to go check the balance of our bank account, we just go online. We type in our username. We type in our password. And maybe there's a two-factor authentication, Robert, but we get access to our information instantly. In government, unfortunately, they haven't evolved to that point. In some cases, they are, but in a lot of cases, they aren't. So I'm going to give you an example. I just purchased a car that I leased, and I got the title and the bill of sale from the company. I went online to this particular state to try to register the car, and guess what? I have to go in person. Do you realize there isn't a single appointment that I can get right now for the next 90 days? Citizens deserve the same service that you and I get from the private sector when we want to do an interaction. Right? Think about the number of times Amazon, Robert, has shown up to your house since March 9th when the pandemic began. And there's so many cases in government where that digital enablement isn't available. And one of our primary missions in my group is to enable digital government safely so that citizens can gain access to services, they can make payments, they can get benefits, just like you would if you wanted to order a package from Amazon.
That is a pretty big idea. But in knowing you for a long time, I think you've got a shot on that. But how about things like tax fraud also? I don't think people realize that tax fraud is actually fueling things like human trafficking.
Yeah. Fraud continues to evolve. And what happens with these fraudsters is they test the systems and they find weaknesses. And I think one of the biggest mistakes that people make it's 1%. What they don't understand is these are organized criminal groups, many of which are transnational, that are attacking our systems. My guess is that most of your listeners have been following what's been going on with unemployment insurance. When the pandemic started, the federal government responded and provided an additional payment. As a result, the fraudsters attacked the systems. Billions and billions and billions of dollars went out the door to people that weren't even living in this country. Another example, and I'll share this with readers because I think it's okay, is on the Payment Protection Program. I'm sure you've read articles in the Wall Street Journal and your local newspapers. That program was attacked. As a result, people got money that didn't deserve it. They created fake businesses. They created fake employees. And they got checks for millions and millions of dollars. And I just want to thank the Department of Justice and their enforcement group, because there isn't a day that's gone by that I haven't read about an individual or a company that is the target of one of their investigations. But the bottom line is all of this could have been prevented if a solution like a bank uses, like Amazon uses, where the individuals are authenticated up front, they would have never gotten the money. The fundamental problem in government when it comes to fraud is it always comes down to pay and chase. There's a perception out there that you can't have speed and accuracy. They're diametrically opposed. That's not true. Think about the last time you ordered something from an online retailer or did a transaction online. You can have both. And that's where government has to go to.
And what a vision. And that's what your group is, the one group that is doing, is making government have some of the elements, like you say, in customer experience of an Amazon.
That's right. That is our vision. It has to change. Going back, Robert, to the unemployment insurance, if you were following some of the articles that were coming out, a number of the state systems were written in COBOL. They couldn't handle the capacity. We had our citizens in dire need of resources so they can put food on their table, and states were advertising for programmers using a code that was written 30 years ago. How can that be?
We have 1 minute until break. Big question. What can CEOs do? I know your group is doing this. You're working with the government. There's over 6,000 agencies you work with.
9,000, Robert. Robert.
What should CEOs do?
What you need to do is you need to have passion. What you need to do is you need to find champions in government. And what you need to do is when something like this happens, I have been speaking to executives at the state level, the local level, and the federal level nonstop over the past couple of months, letting them know that they do have a choice, that they do have a tool, and that it won't break the bank, and that the amount of money they can save because of the fraud they'll stop, and also the improved experience that citizens will have. Because if you think about the example I gave you a few minutes ago, I now have to figure out how to get to this particular state DMV to file to get formal registration for a car. That should take me 2 seconds. Why can't I have that service? And every elected official, every senior executive in government should be asking that question.
We're about to take a break on that note. And when we come back, we're going to shift and we're going to talk about leadership. Back in a few.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here with Haywood Talcove, and it actually goes by Woody to everyone, and he's the CEO of LexisNexis Risk Solutions Government Group, and we heard about a whole vision of a digital government, and we only have 19 minutes, and so many CEOs, we have 600,000 listening in, want to know about leadership and what they could do in this pandemic. In fairness, I have to say, you have some of the most phenomenal insights. Just start off. Tell some randomness. Randomness is one of the great ones you've come up with.
Yeah, no. Over the years, and I think I mentioned last time we spoke, I had the fortunate experience of working for a gentleman named Craig Benson, and he provided me the foundation.
Gabletron, a politician.
Governor.
Super great, great.
Philanthropist, just a wonderful individual.
Great contributor to America.
Yeah, but, you know, when the pandemic was starting, Robert, it was like one of these things. You were watching it, and you were saying to yourself, this isn't going to hit the U.S., but what if it does? And I remember it became real when my wife said to me, I think the kids are going to be having their schoolwork done on Zoom. Excuse me? That can't be. And I remember it was March 2nd. I was in my office with one of my other executives, and there was this big conference that we were supposed to go to. We had spent a lot of money on it. We had planned dinners. We had everything set. And we decided to pull out. And at that point, what we did is we initiated the OKR process. So one of the things that happened over Christmas last year was I read John Doerr's book, Measure What Matters. And I felt like that was a great way to get the organization aligned. And here we had this global pandemic. We were going to take people out of the office. What was important? And how do you get that through the organization as quickly as possible? So we came up with three very simple organizational OKRs. The first thing was protect the health and well-being of our employees and their families. There was nothing more important than that. The second was the health and well-being of our partners and customers. And the third was how are we going to put this all back together and run a business. And I remember the first thing that we did when we got everyone out of the office and we did a communication was we said to everyone, so guys, no one's getting laid off, right? So everyone, put yourself at ease. We understand that a lot of you have families. Don't worry when your kid comes in and runs across the Zoom meeting. Don't worry when the dog barks. And we also completely shut down all travel and entertainment. Didn't want to leave it in their hands. And one of the things that always amazes me about people, Robert, is how they rise to the occasion. I have never been prouder of this team. We are running a significant business on people's kitchen tables. We are dealing with over 9,000 customers via this tool called Microsoft Teams that we really hadn't expected to implement until later in 2021. And I could not be prouder of what this group has done and what they accomplished collectively as an organization and as individuals.
It's a great story, and I commend you on how well you've brought everyone along. Just share what that concept of randomness is, though.
Because
it was really interesting, and I think is more relevant now than ever. And I witnessed it happen once. I was talking with Bill Marriott, you know, and I said, "How do you know if a short order cook is good?" He said, "I'll ask him one question." He said, how many times do you flip over the hash browns? He said, if it's anything other than one, I've got a problem. But that really, this is after you told me about the concept of randomness.
Yeah.
I think it really plays in now in such a volatile work and social environment.
Yeah. So randomness was completely stolen from Craig Benson. And at that point in my evolution, what I saw was the CEO of a multi-billion-dollar company randomly calling customers, randomly walking through the sales floor. And I always thought, that's great, right? Because he actually got to know what was going on. So coming here, I use the same concept. I will call up a customer with nobody else on the phone. Hey, Robert, how are we doing? What can we do better? Is everything okay? You know, any ideas? And I learn so much from that. In the old days, when I could go in the field and, you know, my team would want to travel with me. Nah, I got it. I can go meet with the sales organization or the product people all by myself. And what I'm looking for is exactly that example you gave with Mr. Marriott. Because the people in the field know. The people closest to the work being done know. What happens to executives is you get isolated in this bubble. And everyone tells you how great you're doing. Everyone lets you know how great the organization is doing. But the only way to truly know is to have those interactions and do them in a way where your employees trust you, do them in a way where your employees value that feedback. I will tell you, though, every time I go out in the field, every time I have these conversations, my executive team cringes because I typically come back with a list of things that, hey, I thought we were doing A, but when I went out there in the field, they told me it was B. Where's the confusion? That is the ability to align the organization. That is the ability to remove this concept that I call artificial harmony, where everyone tells you how great things are, but because they don't want to get into what the really hard issues are. Now, the other part of randomness is you got to be careful because you're running a large enterprise. So you got to pick and choose how and when you do it. Because you can't run sales, you can't run marketing, you can't run PR. You got to leverage those great individuals you put in those positions.
You have 1 minute left. Final advice on leadership to CEOs.
At the end of the day, it's your decision. At the end of the day, there's going to be these moments, Robert, where you're going to have all the data. You're going to have every bit of information in people's perspectives and opinion. And you just have to make the decision. And what I find is most people get stuck with making the decision. I'd rather just go ahead and make the decision and get it done and move forward than to sit in a place where you're not capable of doing that.
On that inspirational note, I will say you are very aligned with Bill Marriott because he once said his whole management philosophy was decide to decide. So it's great thinking. And I want to really commend you, Woody, because the work you're doing in creating a digital government, we're going to get there. And I think you are going to take us faster there than anyone else. So congratulations to LexisNexis Risk Solutions. Great having you on the show.
Thank you, Robert.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. And the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Tom Ziba. How are you, Tom?
I am great. Good morning.
Tom is the CEO and founder of C3.ai, which is one of the most important, fastest growing AI companies. So you're going to know a lot about that. And he also has a new great book called Digital Transformation. We'll talk a little bit about, but let's start off with the founding of Siebel Systems. Everyone knows you for that. You know, you're a pioneer global leader in CRM, built it to 8,000 employees, 32 countries. You ended up selling to Oracle for, I think it's $5.8 billion. But when you did that, what was it that you, from going the experience of making such a successful and impactful organization?
Well, I entered the information technology industry in 1983 after studying relational database theory in graduate school. And I went to work for a startup company called Oracle Corporation that had just finished a year at about $2 million. And the worldwide market for relational database technology might have been 20 million, so it was a very small business. But we fundamentally believed that this was going to be an important technology. And so ultimately, I came up through the ranks and was one of the guys who ran the business. A decade later, we were doing about $1 billion in revenue. And Oracle later, you know, in the process, captured a leading market share in relational database systems and later in enterprise application software. So now fast forward to 1993, the information technology industry has grown quite a bit. And we had successfully applied information technology and communication technology to a lot of business processes like accounting, like manufacturing automation, like general office automation work. And yet the business processes of sales, marketing, and customer service remained largely analog and were untouched by information technology. So the state of the art was, you know, yellow stickies and notes on the back of business cards. And we thought that there was an opportunity there to apply information technology and business technology to the business processes of sales, marketing, and customer service. And we thought if we did that successfully, there might be the germ of a good business idea. And that's what Siebel Systems was all about. And so if we think back to 1993, 94, 95, we had a big step function of information technology that came online and accelerated the growth of the industry. And these would include the internet as we know of it today, the World Wide Web, graphical user interface technology that was introduced by Microsoft with Windows 95, pneumatic laptop computers introduced by really by Compaq. Okay, and then high speed, and then broadband with communications. So we took that step function of technology and pointed it at the value chain of sales, marketing, and customer service. And in the process, we created the CRM market, which is today a $90 billion market. And we, Siebel Systems, I believe today, remains the fastest growing enterprise application software company in history. So within 6 years, we were doing in excess of $2 billion in revenue. I think we had 8,000 employees in 29 countries.
So here's the question. Was that being at the place at the right time, or was there something unique about your strategy or your philosophy that escalated so dramatically?
In both the relational database market and the CRM market, when we just made the decision to enter these markets, they were non-existent. They were nascent. And, you know, but I fundamentally believed that due to the economics of information processing, these were markets that just had to happen. So in the case of both Oracle and Siebel, it turned out to be a pretty good bet. By the time we got a product built, the market was there and supported, you know, very rapidly growing companies.
So as a leader, it was really vision that you had. The vision you had, as you said, the fundamental belief, and you stuck with it. Because what CEO was one of what they could do, and we are in a changing market like there's never been volatility. Like, you know, it's almost like 1918, 1929, 1968, and maybe there are some touches of other years. We've spoke like 1984, all built in, right? So they want to learn. So you would say the key was sticking with your vision. Was that it?
Yeah, I fundamentally, you know, I'm a student of history of technology, and a computer scientist. And, you know, I just believe on the vectors that, you know, these are vectors that I thought were going to materialize. And, you know, I got lucky and they did. And, so those field two very rapidly growing, highly successful global companies.
So here's the question then. What should CEOs be looking at is what the next big thing is. And I know you have the book Digital Transformation that you wrote, and you talk about AI, big data, you know, Google Cloud.
If we look at the information technology this today, business globally, it's roughly a $3 trillion business, and it's growing at a pretty good clip. We have a new step function of technologies that is coming online in the 21st century that is rapidly accelerating the growth of this market. And this is all evidenced by, you know, what's been happening in the S&P 500 in the last 6 months and what have you. But these would include elastic cloud computing, big data, the Internet of Things, and this phenomenon of AI or enterprise AI. And so
I'm going to talk about that later because you have this great company on that, but keep going.
So, you know, the general idea behind this effort is, you know, after Siebel merged with Oracle in 2006 and we thought about what was happening next, we thought, well, these were the vectors that would happen next. And they were tiny markets in 2006 and 2007 and 2008. We started the company in 2009. And the idea was to build a software platform that would allow organizations to exploit these technologies. And by the time we got a product built and brought it to market, we find ourselves, you know, in the fastest growing segment of, you know, of enterprise application software in history that promises to be a quarter of a trillion dollar market. In just a few years, this would be the size of the entire information technology market when I joined Oracle.
So C3.ai, which you founded in 2009, grown dramatically, $160 million already, 460 people. What is the real purpose of it and why is it relevant to CEOs?
Okay, well, we have built a family of software products, okay, a platform and a family of applications that allow our customers that today are typically large multinational organizations like Shell, NG, and now there was a large utility in Europe, United States Air Force, Bank of America, and others, to apply this new step function of technologies to build classes of applications that were previously not possible. So these would be in the area of enterprise AI or predictive analytics. So, and this is, in my opinion, an entire replacement market for everything we've done in enterprise application software, say in the last three decades. So this is a large market. And the applications and, you know, in banking, we use these products for, you know, customer churn, margin lending, fraud detection, anti-money laundering, local rule compliance. In manufacturing, we use it for, you know, process optimization, production optimization, supply chain optimization, order to promise. In precision health, we'll use it for drug discovery, precision medicine. In oil and in utilities, we use it for smart grid analytics, allowing utilities to deliver, you know, safer, cleaner, lower cost energy that's, you know, that incorporates renewable energy. So these are massive scale AI applications at some of the world's largest companies that allows them to fundamentally change the way they design products, deliver products, and serve customers.
Well, thank you. We're about to take a break. When we come back with Tom, we're going to talk about 10 points that CEOs need to focus on, and I'm going to ask about one of those specifically. Quick question. If someone wants to go to your website, great. What is your website?
We're at www.c3.ai.
There you go. Back in a few.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions 06604 is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions 06604. Call us at 203-522-8801.
Hi, I'm Robert Reese, and I want to personally thank you for listening to the CEO Show. In 2007, I had a vision And I started interviewing CEOs because I believe CEOs had the answers that could help all of us to both building businesses and to personal success. But there was really nowhere to hear their unfiltered secrets. So anytime you want to listen commercial-free to CEOs from the founder of the Home Depot, of JetBlue, Build-A-Bear, Chobani, and hundreds more, just go to CEOshow.com. And you can listen commercial free. I'd love to hear your personal feedback also. So if you have any recommendations of CEO guests you'd like to hear, you want to receive our free weekly newsletter, or you have any recommendations on how we could best serve you, our listener, just email john@theceoforumgroup.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO. We're here with Tom Siebel, who is the founder and CEO of C3.ai. And I want to throw a book, Digital Transformation, and it says Survive and Thrive in an era of Mass Extinction. And you can't believe how it talks about how many companies no longer exist. But there is a certain point, and you don't have to give all 10 now, but you have 10 points that CEOs need to do. And one of them in particular was point is create a transformation culture of innovation. And I think right now where we stand in business and society, creating that number 8, that transformation culture of innovation is something really big. Talk about how CEOs could do that.
Well, the first big change that we've seen in the 21st century is the advent of the CEO as the driver of change for information technology. This used to be delegated to the CIO. And now all of a sudden the CEO and the chairman are front and center mandating this thing called digital transformation. And then we ask why. Well, if we, if we look at what's, going on, in the first, 20 years of the 21st century, basically we're living through a mass extinction event in the corporate world. So far, in the last 18 years, the last 20 years, 52% of the Fortune 500 companies have disappeared. They've been merged. They go out of business, what have you. And there's fundamentally technology drivers that are changing this. Last year, 8,000 retailers in the United States, just in the United States, shuttered their doors. Where is Toys R Us? Where is Westinghouse? Where is Kodak? It's inconceivable that these companies are just gone. Now, so why is the CEO there? Because in their industry of travel, transportation, chemicals, oil and gas, manufacturing, automotive, aerospace, okay, there is a sense that unless we adopt this new generation of technologies, we will be consumed by somebody else who does. Like retailers are being consumed by Amazon. And we think about Amazon. Amazon is all about elastic cloud computing, big data, and AI focused at retailing, right?
Yeah, and it's interesting. Every CEO, when I speak with them, I say, who's the biggest competitor? It's Amazon. Even Rolls-Royce, no matter who you speak with. But let's talk about culture. You actually, you were in 2018 Glassdoor Top CEO Award. And I'm asking you about this culture of innovation. CEOs all over, they always love to win that Glassdoor. What is it you do, and how do you build that culture of innovation?
Well, I think a culture of innovation is absolutely necessary for these digital transformation projects to succeed. And the culture of innovation needs to be driven by the CEO personally. And the CEO is what we're finding in the successful companies. The CEO is appointing somebody called the chief digital officer who has the authority and the purview to execute. And the chief digital officer and the CEO communicate daily. And the CEO is bringing the entire management team into this to be educated, to visit companies like C3.ai in Silicon Valley, to visit Microsoft in in Seattle and others to find out what this is all about and make it a C-level mandate to fundamentally change the way they do business. And so we're seeing this in companies like Shell, companies like Koch Industries, U.S. Department of Defense. There is a mandate to transform. It's coming from the top. Okay, whether it is the Secretary of the Army or the CEO of Koch Industries or the CEO of Shell, he or she, okay, is personally driving the initiative, working on it every week, personally in touch with the vendors, personally on top of the projects, and making sure that they're focused on delivering pragmatic, practical projects that deliver high value in a relatively short period of time.
Say that again. Could you say that? Pragmatic, practical projects that deliver high value in a short period of time.
Yes.
That's what every CEO, and by the way, I've got to agree with you 100%. CEOs are always telling me, now technology is my job in digital transformation. If I don't do that job, I won't have a job. It's so true.
Yeah, I think it's a question of whether you want to be on the train or on the tracks. This is as simple as that.
And so just a couple of sentences, what is your leadership philosophy?
It's number one, try to identify an unserved market. Number two is get together a group with exceptionally talented people and build a product to meet the needs of that unserved market. Third is it has been my goal in my professional career to surround myself with lieutenants and executive team, each of whom are substantially more skilled than I at what they do. Now, in my case, that might not be particularly difficult, okay? But whether it is the VP of engineering, the VP of marketing, the chief financial officer, the chief legal officer, I have to have people who are more experienced than I, okay, more educated than I, okay, and can advise us. So I've done, and then by the way, I encourage all of those people to surround them by people who are better than they are. Another core value that we have, that we had at Siebel, that we have at C3.ai, and I think that is going to be essential to any company that wants to digitally transform, is this idea of continuous education. The amount of resources that are available today to our employees to learn the necessary skills to compete in the 21st century, to become digital, to take care of predictive analytics, to understand AI, to understand how to serve customers. There's this great wealth of curricula that are available on, edX and Coursera. And so we need to motivate our people to constantly educate themselves. At C3AI, for example, about half of our people have advanced degrees. And however, those who want to pursue an advanced degree in computer science or data science, say in an online program at the University of Illinois, we pay their tuition, we pay their fees, we give them a substantial bonus, okay, and equity award when they get their degree. So personal CEO leadership, surrounding themselves with people of vision, setting targets that are aggressive, attainable, but yet short term, okay, and then having a culture of a high performance culture that's focused by people who are, what we say, autodidactic. They always have a book in their hand and they're constantly learning the skills that they need to learn to succeed in this new economy.
What advice do you have to CEOs? And it can't be hire C3.ai. One sentence of advice to CEOs.
In the 21st century, you need to understand AI and how it's going to impact your business. There is a book by Pedro Dominguez called The Master Algorithm. I strongly recommend it. But you need to get on Amazon. You need to pick up some books. You need to become personally familiar with these technologies. This is not something you can delegate.
And there you go. Tom, thank you. Great being with you, Tom.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.